Respeitantes. Other than the witnesses of the accusation, there are some more things to think about the greatness of the accusation. H. Dodd Lowell, father of the Jewish religion, he's always written in front of his broken, black side and white side, around the place. Failure is called two things. It's called the Shem Chesed, first Chesed of the Shema, Mimino, Mimino, that is the Chesed, Prophet Dabi Loya, and the evil of Chesed. The second factor it has is Emes. So it's Emes, least of the few.
Clarity, black and white.
הכל בסתם יד השם עולה הסתי. Everything was given to me had no place to meet us. We're given a clear example of the Shmoh who has to succeed in his goals. וכן כעס ובלתי זה שלא יהיו מוכרים לעשות ספרים. פעם זה אינסו, זה טוב, אני חושב שזה בואי נהיה לי. So it's comprised of clear messages. They're mitzvahs and clear ideas that are crystal clear to the one who puts himself invested, focused into understanding them. Don't tell you the mitzvahs, the chokha fi yadokha. Everything that you feel the Torah is something that you dig into it, it has to be that way. That's what's come from the chokha. And God's Bible gave us a tremendous gift to both our stakeholders. We have a type of stakeholder that can understand the Torah. No other creature in the world was given this type of stakeholder, so why was it given more of a stakeholder than everybody else? Everything else? Because we were given the Torah, which is supposed to guide us, and understand, interact, take advantage of everything in life. For that, we need a special stakeholder. That's the basis of the Torah, the idea the Torah is bringing us to the Shleimus, the Chasodim that come out of the Torah. The way we get to it is by clear messages and written by the clear, bold, flat ink of the Torah. That's the famous degree in the sun, which we'll be reading in a few weeks. Going to the middle of the verse, Shmai Hava. Shmai Yisrael, by the way, go to Hava, and you have to sense where the soul should be on your heart. She turned out as a man who is a home without the Torah. You can tell yourself, you're a man who is a home when you follow his ways. The studies of that our generation, a few months ago, back in yesterday, was a prime example. It was not found in any other type of knowledge other than the study itself. He limited himself, not to be exposed to anything other than the study itself. A friend of his, or a doctor, is very old, and he also said, I'm kind of open, don't take interest in anything if you don't have to. I've had an A, that's been 2 months. If you have a wife, somebody else is going to make it for you. You need to learn. Imagine, be focused. That was the prime example of how non-stop focused on the endless of Torah revealed the world of chesed in front of his eyes. And not only was the greatest master, the greatest Talmud Chacham, the greatest Talmud Chesed of the time also. But they go together. The Emes brings to the Midas of the Mishpoh. And maybe he has a Midas. Not like a nervous type of guy that wants to be a master whenever somebody needs any help. He says, what do you want? He was the most necessary with me. His sister became an Amara at a young age. She used to visit every day. What that is, I'll tell you. Because in this thing, you know that Yerushalayim was just exactly. He's an only brother. He's an only brother. And a certain type of physical abuse, you can't get from anybody else. And that's with anything, sitting with people, tremendous amount of time spent, more was coming from this. The end is brought to the Vegas and all the ways of the Kodesh Bohu. So the fact that we put the Torah into our hearts, we can turn it out of a vessel, then you're not going to Kodesh Bohu. And it's not has to be the human Torah that goes into your heart. There's two types of person, one part, type of person that goes into his heart, and all the rest is outside of the heart. And another type of person that everything else is in his heart, and the third is outside of the heart. So maybe learn your little bit, but not going inside. Once again, it's better than staying on the street or watching television. But that's not doubt. That's an imagery which has a sense and the way we close life. We know the feeling, the class of the secretary of 17 of Tashish Kedushin, no secretary. But it's only when you cross into the Shema, prepared for exceeding, or you read both of the times. The letter is on the high, on the Kaddish, the high. The same thing is, in order to make feeling that light, especially, to be a true chesed, it has to be through Torah. Because if you don't know what's right and what's wrong, you may want to do good things and to help this guy get drugs. To make people happy. You're damaging the person. Whatever they do, they do it. The famous Maitre of Rabbi Akiva, when he started learning about Talmud Chacham, he found a nice gibson. So it was about Essen. He walked 4 million to the barrier. So this is a very heroic event. And he went to a lesson of Yeshua's rabbis. They said that every step you took is as if you killed somebody. Because it's not necessary to do that, it should affect him very much. But Akiva said, in the Shoshish Kabbalah, this is the Shayatri, when I come up with a good thing and something bad, Shoshish Kabbalah, this is the last of
the time is used, a cabin, you know, and the other one is the needed of this.
My answer is yes. That even though he needed judgment, he needed to be punished, but even so, even at such a time, Moshe mentioned in his school detail, which is not right about this, thinking about it. So we see a great thing in the Leaks of Ebbelish book, that the time that Shaul needed to be punished for his behavior, even so, Moshe book mentions that the people should appreciate his nice and open book. They're open when you find something from the air, you write about that. About the air, it's shaking, so not true. He's doing it there, but he also may have redeeming qualities. Now, he's saying, certainly comes an interesting thing. The show died many years before. He died when Dhamma Das first became a king, and from that Dhamma Das at the end of his life. And there was never a tzvir from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The famine happened 10 years after the event of Shaul happened. Just for some reason, many years later, the Kodesh Baruch Hu decides that it's come to the time that we have to deal with the event of Shaul. So, he's saying like this. Shaul's answer is based on this. I need to be able to talk on the hands of the effort. I'm going to use this problem to give a Muslim that he's not behaving properly. Because we see a push for also recommended to Shaul's towards the end. But, when I'm coming to be there and he's not behaving properly, I have to remember also his failure and giving cover for his good things. Even though normally I wouldn't bother giving so much cover. In other words, the time of this fear would not be without the shore, because many years later, only when I came the time to punish him and his family. So we see that fear, the time of punishing, or giving somebody closer is the time that he deserves to be recognized as good deeds. Even though before there wasn't such a deed to recognize good deeds. So we have to say that since I'm going to the Shaul said that since I'm going to this world to give a Muslim, then I have to also give him cover. That's why I have to go by myself. I can give full cover if I give it by myself and send him to the Shaul. Hello? Okay, ask people that have learned that journey, so they have a life in this story. And they learned it only 2 weeks ago. No, it's been a while, so they want to forget it. But that's so funny. That's the thing. Just reading a lot, reading alone, and just paying attention to what the messages that are coming out. There's one example of this one. The person is all about those rules. Everything has place and time. Clarity and has to be the other Mashoah and the full of Chasoah and the full of Emmet. Then, when we learn, and we're involved in Torah, we have to pay attention to the message that comes. Sometimes, personally, when it comes back out, it's just with the page. Every piece of the Torah, but it's all right, one of the very important messages. We have to approach this very special attention. This is the thing that's giving me. The messages. What's important, what's not important, what's going to be macular, not going to be macular, what's going to be positive, not going to be positive. That was the test. Yeah. Okay, so that's what we're seeing today. Another data of Torah. All the messages of Torah are there to make me more, each message more sensitive. Comes with a place of panic and open my eyes to the message. And this is unclear over here. The person just, based on just what he's learning, just go over his head.